You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The obesity epidemic may be reversing course. That's according to a report by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation that shows school-aged children living in several major cities, including New York City, have had a 5.5% drop in obesity rates between 2007 and 2011. City Health Commissioner Dr. Thomas Farley joins us now to discuss the findings. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you.
So tell me about this report. What shifts have been going on over the last several years that resulted in this encouraging finding?
Well, first, for about 30 years, we've seen nothing but increases in obesity overall and specifically in children. But here in New York City, starting when we started to collect good data from our children in public schools, we've seen a small decline in obesity from the 2006-07 school year to the 2010-11 school year. It's about 5% during that time period. Now, that's small. It's way too early to declare victory, but what's exciting about it is the fact that it's going down at all after so many years of increases.
Yeah, that's what makes it a headline. I understand racial and income disparities are reflected in this report. For example, Black and Hispanic children and those in high poverty areas had smaller declines in obesity rates. Why is that?
Right. The overall obesity rates are higher in minority and lower-income children and families in general. It's not fully understood why, but we certainly know that the food offerings in lower-income neighborhoods are not as healthy as the food offerings in higher-income neighborhoods. And we certainly want to resolve the obesity epidemic in every population. But what we saw, unfortunately, was that the minority groups showed the smallest decline among every population that we looked at. So, again, we still have a lot of extra work to do.
And is that next on your agenda to put a more laser-like focus on these particular communities? I know you've already been undertaking initiatives like providing more permits to fresh produce vendors and citing those permits in low-income communities. Anything else in your toolkit to try and bring these levels down even further?
First, what we're doing overall and what may have caused the declines in the first place is we've done a lot to improve the quality of the food that's sold in schools and get some of the junky food out of schools. We've done a lot to notify everybody about the risks of sugary drinks and to try to drive down consumption of the sugary drinks, which we think are really fueling the obesity epidemic. And then also in schools, every child is weighed and measured every year, and every parent gets a note coming home that notifies them if their children are getting overweight. So that raises awareness among parents. Now, as far as what else we can do, we are also working with community organizations in low-income neighborhoods specifically about them adopting policies that are, whenever they have an event or any opportunity, that they have healthy food rather than unhealthy food, to create really norms around healthy food. And try to. We're also working with stores to have a healthier mix of products in low-income neighborhoods. All that is slow to make progress, but we are trying to think of everything we can do to try to make particular inroads in the highest-risk neighborhoods.
And very briefly, I can't let you go without mentioning that life expectancy in New York City has hit a record high, 80.9 years for a baby born in the city in 2010, and the city's infant mortality rate at an all-time low. The top reason why?
We're thrilled with the statistics, and the main declines we've seen in New York City are from heart disease and cancer, and we've also seen declines in HIV. And those diseases are driven by the risk factors we focused on a lot, smoking, unhealthy diet, physical inactivity. It's a sign that we think that the things we're doing are working. It's also a sign that New York City is a great place to live and be healthy. And so if you want your friends and family to be healthy, tell them to move to New York.
And have babies here. City Health Commissioner Dr. Thomas Farley, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.